This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My name is Dave Uram. He is the tremendous Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, and we're getting closer to the Week 18 regular season finale between the Eagles and the Commanders at the Link. Merrill, obviously, still talking a little bit about what happened in Buffalo the other day, the Eagles squeaking by the Bills. Why are you not concerned or discouraged by the way the offense played in the second half?
Well, first of all, we saw the offense play pretty well the last couple of weeks. Now, this week was different. The conditions in Buffalo were absolutely horrible. It was cold, icy rain. And I think the big thing in the second half was that the Eagles came into that second half 13-0 ahead. Yes, Buffalo came back, but the big thing was that Jalen Hurts handled the ball well. There were so many times in conditions like that that you see problems on handoffs, or on the center snap, or balls getting away and resulting in interceptions. The Eagles had no turnovers, no fumbles. They didn't have any problems with that. And there were a couple of passes that were right on the target. One went to Devontae Smith, and it was overturned after a review. They said he didn't make a football move. And the other pass was a great pass that would have changed the whole game and given the Eagles a big cushion deep downfield to A.J. Brown. And it was right on target. He reached up with one hand because his other hand and arm were being held by the defender, and it was incomplete. It was a clear-cut case of pass interference. There was nothing they could do about it. And as a matter of fact, at the coordinator's press conferences, I asked Kevin Petullo what he felt about that, and he said, look, these things happen in every game. There's nothing you can do about it. You just move on.
What is Petullo highlighting as some of the frustrating issues with why the offense is inconsistent?
Well, the biggest reason is they have not been successful enough on first down. People think of third down as the key down. It's not. The most important down is first down because that sets everything up. You want to gain at least 4 yards on first down, and then everything else falls into place.
And as far as Michael Clay, you know, Braden Mann, Merrill, had such a tremendous performance the other day in Orchard Park in those conditions. What were Michael Clay's observations when it comes to the way that Mann punted the other day?
He said he's been punting like that all season. He has been, too. He's averaged close to 50 yards a punt with a long punt of 70 yards. And he said he works hard every day at practice. Nothing he does surprises him because he's just a great punter.
Good stuff, Merrill. Appreciate the time. Look forward to continuing to chat with you throughout the week. And Happy New Year, Merrill. Do you have a New Year's message for Eagles fans out there?
Just have faith, and let's see what happens from here.
Sounds good. The Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.